April 23rd.
Therefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now, much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling.
Perfect Father, I draw near to you to work out my own salvation with serious caution, taking ownership and responsibility for my own pain and weaknesses. I realize that it is my obligation to submit my own load of shame, abandonment, and condemnation to you for deliverance, instead of falling into anger and jealousy, blaming others for my heartache. I heed the warning that I will have to give account for every careless word I have spoken in anger, jealousy, and hatred.
But I tell you that men will have to give account on the day of judgment for every careless word they have spoken. For by your words you will be acquitted, and by your words you will be condemned.
Everlasting Father, I realize that you have sent your Son, Jesus, to be my Savior, but it is my responsibility to accept your grace. You have sent the Spirit of Truth to guide me into all truth, but it is my obligation to turn in the negative destructive beliefs of my mind so I could be set free by the truth. You have sent Jesus to be the light of the world, but it is my responsibility to bring my darkness to him. Christ's power is made perfect in weakness, but it is my obligation to recognize and accept my weakness so that Christ's power may rest on me. I honor you.